On today's Smart 7, unions say not enough teachers for September, Russian spies in UK and lots more. It's Wednesday the 16th of August. It's Tell a Joke Day and happy birthday, Steve Carell. Students might be still on holidays, but teachers are back to work and their unions are calling on the government to sort out the crisis in education. On Tuesday, the ASTI, the Union for Secondary School Teachers, said that hundreds of teaching jobs still haven't been filled, with only weeks to go until school starts. The ASTI Secretary General has called on Minister Norma Foley to urgently address the crisis, and the Teachers Union of Ireland are in agreement. TUI General Secretary Michael Gillespie says that the government needs to take drastic action.
We're competing against other jurisdictions taking away our excellent graduates because our Irish teachers are now recognised as being world class, so they're looking for them, able to offer them permanent jobs, maybe even with free accommodation, bringing them abroad. And then those people who've gone abroad, you know, X years ago, we can't bring them home because they won't come home unless they're guaranteed a permanent job.
This comes as Minister for Public Expenditure and the man who controls the civil service budget, Pascal O'Donoghue, was asked about a special allowance for teachers working in Dublin. O'Donoghue accepted the challenges in recruitment but wouldn't commit to any concrete measures to solve the problem.
It's why we've had a number of public sector wage agreements that have looked to make particular progress in starting salaries for those who are joining our public service, and the Department of Education has also had a number of initiatives in place now over the last year to try to help with this issue, particularly within our cities.
On Tuesday, Taoiseach Leo Varadkar opened up about his sexuality, his relationship with his partner and how he sees Ireland has changed since he came out. Speaking on the Ciara Phelan podcast, the Taoiseach revealed that he and his partner Matt no longer post so many pictures of themselves on social media. He put this down to what he believes is a rise in casual homophobia.
I feel there's been a move backwards in the last year or two. Like, I remember the day of the marriage equality referendum, yeah. You know, a huge yes vote. And I remember that day in Dublin Castle in the square, thinking that things could only ever get better. And I definitely do think in the last year or two there's been a kind of a snapback and an increase. Homophobia has become a little bit more acceptable again.
In the 30-minute podcast, he also spoke about when he came out to family and friends, how he believes in marriage and how times have changed for young LGBTQI plus people. He also revealed that he and his partner thrived during COVID, mainly due to him being at home more often and them spending more time together.
We're 8 years together now, believe it or not. So our second date, which we kind of treat as our anniversary, was the Mayo Dublin semi-final.
Okay.
Back in 2015, I think it was, when I was Minister of Health. So it'll be 8 years now in a few weeks' time, and 3 years now living together. So a very good relationship.
Quadruple indictee Donald Trump has 9 days to turn himself in, along with 18 co-conspirators, after the Georgia District Attorney for Fulton County issued a 41-count indictment on Monday night. He's promising a dramatic and comprehensive presentation on Monday at his Bedminster Golf Club, which would prove election fraud in Georgia, a claim that has once again been rubbished by Republican Governor of Georgia Brian Kemp. In a moment that every news producer dreams of, former presidential candidate Hillary Clinton was live on MSNBC as the racketeering indictment dropped, but she managed to keep a straight face and not shout, "I told you so," at the top of her voice.
I don't feel any satisfaction. I feel great, profound sadness that we have a former president who has been indicted for so many charges that went right to the heart of whether or not our democracy would survive.
Republicans have supported Trump through all of the charges so far, and even his greatest critic, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, isn't impressed by Fannie.
She's been investigating this thing for two and a half years. Jack Smith comes in within the last year. He swoops in, he charges quickly, and she said, "Whoa, wait a second. I've been looking at this. I'm sure what this indicates is there's not cooperation right between her office and the special counsel's office."
Russia's war in Ukraine continues to grind on, but things got a little closer to home on Tuesday as the Met Police announced charges against three Bulgarian nationals. They've been under investigation for some time, accused of spying for Russia, and when arrested had ID cards and passports for a host of countries, including Croatia, Spain, Italy and, of course, Bulgaria. Former Director of Operations and Intelligence at MI6, Nigel Inkster, says it's been a while since spies were caught in action in the UK.
I think we've had a bit of a holiday in this country from geopolitics for the last maybe 40 years.
The biggest threats we've had to deal with have come from non-state terrorist organizations. But geopolitics is back.
Still to come on the Smart 7, it's the Lionesses versus the Matildas, and Neighbours is back. Right after this.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at Burrow.com/ACAST. That's Burrow.com/ACAST. Burrow.com/ACAST.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back.
Wednesday sees England's women take on the Matildas in the second semi-final of the Women's World Cup. The winner will face Spain in the final on Sunday morning after 3 goals in the last 10 minutes saw Sweden beaten 2-1. Australian fans have high hopes that their team can make it all the way to the final, but England coach Serena Wiegman isn't convinced that there's any particular rivalry between the two sides and that her team are prepared for a proper game.
And actually, there, for us, we don't feel that rivalry that much. The main thing is that there's a lot of rivalry in rugby and cricket. So we just know it's a very competitive, going to be a very competitive game.
Entertainer Paul O'Grady died in March this year at just 67 years of age. We thought we'd seen his last ever TV show For the Love of Dogs, but it turns out there's one more left to see. ITV have announced that Paul O'Grady's Elephant Adventure will air this autumn. It's a two-part series that will see Paul travelling through Thailand visiting elephant rescue centres. The news was announced on Good Morning Britain, prompting this touching memory from guest Duncan James of Blue fame.
One of my favourite stories about meeting Paul was I went backstage to see him after a show. And we were in the dressing room and he sat there and he lit up a cigarette. And I said, Paul, you're not allowed to smoke inside. And he said, I'll do what I want, otherwise you'll have to kick me out. And I just thought, sums him up brilliantly.
Crikey, mate, set up the Barbie. But we're not advocating supporting Australia in the Women's World Cup, but we're celebrating the return of a daytime TV classic. Neighbours is back. The cheesy daytime soap said its last goodbye only last summer, but thanks to the lovely people at Amazon Freevee, it's back. It's due to kick off again in Ramsay Street from the 18th of September, and the first trailer just dropped.
Gosh, a lot's happened in the last 2 years.
All roads led back to Ramsay Street.
I'm on my way. I do really want to know more about you.
Sounds like a pretty close-knit neighbourhood.
Hello, everyone.
Yay. Maybe the ad should have said overly friendly neighbours.
You've been listening to The Smart 7. We'll be back tomorrow at 7 a.m. Hit that follow button and have a great day.
Give us 7 minutes, we'll give you the world.
Hi, this is Kira from the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Just to let you know, we're pausing this podcast from Friday, the 25th of August, but you can still get up to speed in just 7 minutes if you search the Smart 7 and catch up with our UK edition. Thanks for listening.